guest to talk about your new book, India's Forgotten Rocket Pioneer, Stephen Smith, From Pigeon Meal to Rocket Meal. So I just finished reading the copy of your book, you know, a couple of days ago, and the book is very fresh in my mind. And it's a fascinating book. And, you know, thank you very much for researching on this topic, for because this is something that I think hardly anybody knows, that India had somebody experimenting on rockets in the 1930s. And so I just wanted to begin the podcast by asking you, what is the new information that your book provides in the story of Stephen Smith?
Well, I came across the work of Stephen Smith whilst researching my earlier book, The Indian Space Program, and I noticed this huge gap in the story of rockets in India between the end of what Tipu Sultan did in 1799 and the launch of the Nike Apache rocket by India, in Kospa, or Israel as it later came to know, in Thumba in 1963. Nobody was doing work with rockets, as far as I could tell. But then, during that research for the Indian Space Program, I came across Stephen Smith, who was conducting fairly simple rocket experiments in India, in and around Calcutta. Between 1934 and 1944, he conducted over 200 rocket mail experiments. And it wasn't just rocket mail. He used rockets to transport medicines and even living creatures. He was doing something that many other countries were doing, but he did it for the longest period, for about 10 years, similar experimenters in Europe and America did it for a much shorter period. And his first rocket was launched in 1934. And that's the time when a lot of rocketry societies were forming around Europe and the US, Belgium, Netherlands and Britain, and of course Germany. So Smith was a contemporary of Wernher von Braun, Hermann Oberth, Robert Goddard. Now, Smith's contribution in rocketry was nowhere comparable with theirs, but I discovered a letter in the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., where Phil Cleeter, who was the founder of the British Interplanetary Society in 1933 here in Liverpool, exchanging letters with Edward Pendray, who was the founder of the American Interplanetary Society. And the letter's from 1936, where they're both exchanging details. Cleeter is talking about Smith's work, and Pendray is talking about Robert Goddard's work. So Smith's work is right up there, taking place amidst the time when rockets were first being experimented with. Also, in 1934, late 1934, just after Smith conducted his very first rocket mail experiment, he joined the British Interplanetary Society and sent reports of his rocket mail experiments to the BIS. They were published in the Bulletin of the BIS in 1935. And the editor of the BIS Bulletin at the time was a teenager, Arthur C. Clarke. So what I discovered that he, through the letters and papers, that he actually did have a presence at a time when a lot of the pioneering work was being done in India. And of course, in the period he was doing, there was World War II, Indian independence, huge upheaval at that time. And the coincidence of timing meant that a lot of the work he did really fell in the shadows of other much greater world events. And even in his letters, Stephen Smith wrote to many people, including Prime Minister Nehru, but he didn't get the recognition. So I wanted, through this book, to bring him and his work out of the shadow, and I considered that Israel is a place where his work should be recognised. And I was so delighted that the former Israel chairman, Kiran Kumar, agreed to write a foreword for this book.
Excellent. And you mentioned that this was a link that you established, you know, from the days of your research of your first book, which is the Indian Space Program. How did you come across Stephen Smith during this research? Was it somebody who was passing who mentioned it to you, or what was the link, you know, in the research?
You know, I wish I could remember precisely how that happened. But, you know, I wanted to do some research online, and it was the philatelic community, stamp collectors, who have written and documented a lot of the work that Stephen Smith did. And Stephen Smith wasn't alone. There were many other people like Germany's Gerhard Zucker and Carol Roberti in the Netherlands and Friedrich Schmiedel in Austria. So a lot of that work was documented and online, and it's in connection with those works that I saw Stephen Smith. And although, you know, Stephen Smith doesn't sound Indian, but he was Indian. He was born in Assam, but his father was from England. He was a Christian. He was brown-skinned like me, but he, I'm sure he spoke Hindi really well, but his English was really excellent. So it was through this philatelic community, the writings and the catalogues that record a lot of the work that Stephen Smith did. And there are organisations. I was really surprised and impressed with how rich the activities of the philatelic community in India is right now. And also outside India, there's the Philatelic Society, as well as the Philatelic Society of India inside India. There are many organizations outside India, like the India Study Circle, and there's an equivalent one in Germany, the ISE in Britain, and the similar organizations in Germany, who specialize in male history of India. And it's in their writings that I found a lot of the documented evidence of the work that he did. And you know, even today, if you can find some rare covers that were flown by Stephen Smith, they can cost up to $20,000. And many of the individuals since then I've contacted in India. I'll just mention a couple of names, if I may. There's Payush Kaitan and Mark and Dave, Ramu Srinivasa, and also Pradeep Jain. Most of these names have no connection with the space world, but only in the philatelic world. But they recorded in their working in books that the work that Stephen Smith did in rocketry. And since then, I also found work in NASA documents that that mentioned his work. Museums like the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., the Postal Museum in London, and many private collections in Liverpool and Bern in Switzerland have records not only of his work, but letters that he wrote. One individual that he established a very long relationship with was a Dr. Robert Paganini. And it's really the records that Robert Paganini, kept for 25-year-long correspondence with Smith. Although they never met, Paganini was in Switzerland and Smith was in mostly in Calcutta, in India. They communicated for 25 years. And those letters directly from Smith, which I saw in the Communication Museum in Bern, were really the foundations for this book. Paganini died in December 1950, and one of the items I found in that archive was a will. And in that will, Paganini left Smith a quarter of everything he had. And this was somebody he'd never spoken to or met, and they were thousands of miles away. But sadly, Smith himself died just 2 months later. So he himself did not benefit. But it just goes to show the deep and sincere relationship these two men had over that very long period.